Order, please rise for the flag salute. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm gonna get everybody's face. Jim, can you get rid of my flag? Oh, thank you, Jim. Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Here.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Here.
Mayor Holtzman?
Here. Pursuant to the Open Publics Meeting Act, adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the law. The first thing on our agenda tonight will be a presentation and a resolution 2021-199. And this is a resolution dedicating a portion of Monmouth and Troy Avenue and Winchester and Troy Avenue in memory of the Agri families. Is this, Lance, is this something you put up?
Yes, I did. You want me to go take care of it?
Yeah, do you mind just...
Not at all. So I ran into Kelly Morgan Egri, Egri Morgan, whichever way it goes, I apologize, about a month or so ago. And apparently years back, this resolution may or may not have been passed for the Egri family. They have lived on that street for many years, more than I can remember. And I'll read some of the resolution. And it never got put forth. They never did the Egri Lane or Egri Lane from, it's Troy Avenue from Monmouth to Winchester. And, you know, we'll do what we, similarly, what we did for Billy Howarth on Suffolk. We'll add signs to each end and we'll have a dedication. I think we're trying to do it on the 15th, which would be the oldest Egris, sorry to say it that way. The grandparents, that is their anniversary, their wedding anniversary. That would be a nice day to do that on June 15th. I'll just do a little unveiling to honor their family. If I could, I'll read the resolution.
Mayor, yes. Is that okay? Yep. Yes, please.
Resolution of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, dedicating a portion, it should say a portion of Troy Avenue from Monmouth to Winchester in memory of the Egri families. Whereas the Egris are longtime residents of Ventnor City, whereas Stephen and Dorothy were oriented, family-oriented, wanting to have all their family close by, and whereas at one point there were six homes on Troy Avenue owned by the Egris, and whereas five generations of the Egris have grown up on Troy Avenue, and later the Egris owned a 12-unit apartment building on Sacramento, and whereas the City of Ventnor wishes to honor the history and commitment to the City of Ventnor of Stephen and Dorothy Egri by dedicating a portion of Troy Avenue between Monmouth and Winchester Avenues in the City of Ventnor. Now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the City of Ventnor that portion of Troy Avenue between Monmouth and Winchester Avenues is herein and hereby dedicated to the Egri family. Be further resolved. I can't read it because draft is through there. That a street sign will be installed naming the portion of Troy Avenue between Monmouth and Winchester as Egri Lane.
Great, thank you.
That'll be passed this evening, and we will have a ceremony on June 15th, where hopefully the entire family can meet us there. Now that we're coming out of the restrictions, we'll be able to actually gather and celebrate the Egri family. In a short note, I've known Roy and his family for quite some time. Whether it's blame or thanks, he is the reason that Kathy and I are together. We met due to his Island Hopper Jeep up at an Eagles tailgate. So there's either blame or thanks there. I'm not sure which way we're going with that.
You better say thanks, okay? And actually, this is on here for us to vote right now at the top. It's not by consent. So I'm going to I'll proceed that way. So yes. Do I have a motion to pass the resolution 2021-199?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Okay. We do not have any department head reports this evening. Am I correct?
Nope.
And we're not discussing capital this evening. So the following items are scheduled for action. We've done the workshop portion of this meeting, and I can't see people's faces, and I like to see people. So why can't I get everybody?
Gonna have a view up in the upper right hand corner. Click on view and go gallery.
Yeah, I know, and it's giving me the agenda, and I don't want the agenda. Oh, no.
I have a separate screen. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
If you have the agenda up, you can't do that.
Yeah, I don't want the agenda. Okay, whatever. Anyway, sorry about that. We will be approving minutes of April 22nd, 2021 and our executive session of April 22nd, 2021. We will introduce an ordinance and we will be amending the supplementing chapter 47 sewer and water utility section 47-4 fees. Lance, I read the resolution, the ordinance, but you might be able to say quicker Nick on that one.
Yes, these are for meters. As with everything in our world these days, the cost of meters has increased significantly. We purchase meters and we have them on stock in varying sizes, depending on the needs of our residents. And as they are replaced, the residents buy them from us, essentially. We had to increase these fees because the cost of them to purchase them actually increased. And we actually never had a ordinance with fees for the meters themselves. So this puts it in place and allows us to charge appropriate fees for these meters.
Thank you. So there's consistency and people aren't shooting from the hip.
Exactly.
Okay, I still have this little box in the corner that's getting on my nerves, but okay. Thank you, Commissioner Kriebel. Commissioner Landgraf.
One of us.
One of you two. Next, we will have public hearing and the adoption of the ordinance 2021-007. That's amending chapter 171-7, hours of construction. No construction will be allowed on Sundays, weekdays at 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. with no large loud equipment by contractors. But you said last time, Lance, homeowners are allowed to, but a contractor can't. Am I correct?
A homeowner can use typical, you know, handyman tools, things like that. What we're concerned about is pile driving, demolition, jackhammers, generators, things of that nature.
Right. Okay. And so we discussed that at our last meeting. So we will be having a public hearing on that and then hopefully adopting it. The next public hearing and adoption is amending chapter 197, Streets and Sidewalk, Article 3. This deals with the restaurants having at least a 3-foot walk path for pedestrians and any other business that has any kind of racks or tables out for sidewalk sales, that they can be no more than 4 feet from the building of their business, and no cardboard boxes are allowed. We go with that?
Yes.
Okay. Next, we will vote on resolutions by consent. The first one is resolution 2021-181. It's awarding a contract to Calvi Electric for the gazebo bulkhead service at New Haven and the beach, not to exceed $69.98. We go with that?
Donna Peterson is dancing a jig right now.
I'm sure.
this is long overdue. This will provide good, solid power to the gazebo for the events we hold there. We were stuck trying to design it so it could fit the use properly. So that's why it took a while to get done. But Calvi will be in there and get it done, not for obviously this week, but in the next few weeks, it'll be ready for concerts.
Great. Okay. Next is resolution 2021-182, and that's approving the renewal of the liquor license for North Beach Liquors. Next is 2021-183, and that's approving the renewal liquor license for Community Liquors. Next is resolution 2021-184, authorizing the City of Ventnor to enter into a revocable license agreement for the property of 6306 Atlantic Avenue. And this was discussed with our engineer at the last meeting, correct?
Correct. They made a modification and brought the application back, and it's satisfactory to us now.
Right. Next is 2021-185, and this is also a revocable, and a city entering a revocable license agreement concerning property located 1 South Victoria. Again, our engineer Ed reviews everything and makes suggestions to us. So we'll go with that, correct?
Yep.
Great. Next is 2021-186, and that's authorizing Ventnor to apply for and accept a sub-grant award of the federal fiscal year of 2021 to the Department of Homeland Security Emergency Management Performance Grant Program funding, and for the city chief financial officer to amend the budget and certify the availability of funds. Al, you will do a 159 if we get that. Al Stanley out there?
He's muted.
Yes, I will do it.
You would do a 159 to change the budget, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Just to add a brief comment, Mayor, that's dedicated towards water safety devices for all our police officers and firefighters.
Great, thank you. Okay. Next is 2021-187, and that is authorizing certain closures and no parking during the Ironman event, which is scheduled for Sunday, September 12th. And these closures will be from 4 a.m. to 4 p.m. on that date. We're good with that? Next is 2021-188, and that is authorizing certain closures during the Atlantic City Marathon, scheduled for Sunday, October 17th, and the time frame for that is 4 a.m. to 3 p.m. We go with that?
Yep.
Okay. The next is resolution 2021-189, and that's authorizing no parking on South Cornwall and New Haven Avenue, Beach Block, both sides, and on Atlantic Avenue, eastbound parking lane from Cornwall to New Haven Avenue on Saturday, June 26th, from 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. for the Bungalow Beach Run. Are we okay with that?
Yes.
Yeah. These are like annual things that we do. Next is 2021-190, and this is approving the renewal of the liquor license for Bloom's Liquor Store. The next is 2021-191, and this is authorizing a tax abatement for the address of 21A South Weymouth Avenue. The next is 2021-192, authorizing a tax abatement agreement for the property 21B South Weymouth Avenue. Next is 2021-193, authorizing the execution of a tax abatement agreement for the property of 14A South Hillside Avenue. The next is 2021-194, authorizing a tax abatement agreement for the property of 14B South Hillside Avenue. Next is 2021-195, authorizing the tax abatement agreement for the property of 118 North New Haven Avenue. Next is 2021-196, authorizing the tax abatement continuation agreement for block for the property of 115 South Little Rock Avenue. The next is 2021-197, and that is a refund, an overpayment of taxes. And the last one by consent will be 2021-198, and that is approving the license agreement for the Dean Randazzo Cancer Foundation on June 12th, 2021, and authorizing waiving the fees during this fundraiser. So that is what we will be voting on as soon as we leave the workshop portion.
Then question on the last one, Mayor. Yes. All the insurances and everything's in line for the fundraiser?
I would hope that through special events that everything is copacetic.
Okay. I know we were waiting for that. That's why I asked.
No, that's the surf camp. This is the paddle at Stevie. That's not
right. There were still questions last minute on some documents I saw.
Okay.
So as long as everything's covered, I'm good.
Yeah.
Lisa, you know to that?
As far as I know, yes. Maria said everything was in line.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we will approve bills and payrolls for the periods from our last meeting. And now we are up to our discussion items. And I see we have one discussion item tonight listed, and that is residential parking permits.
Well, yeah, with Maria and Chief not here, I wanted their input on this.
You want to table it to the next meeting?
Yeah, I think we'll have to table that. And
okay. Yeah. We'll table it to the next meeting. All right. I don't see any other.
Just so the public know, I mean, I'm sure Commissioner Kriebel and the mayor, you may have been approached with the meters going in our commercial zones down some of the side streets along the commercial properties. There's concerns with the residential people down those streets with regard to losing parking spaces. So that's what the discussion started about. So
right. But we have to be consistent through the city. You can't have it down this street and not this street.
It's pretty much all of the ones that are going in now. So
right.
Yeah. It's consistent. We are consistent with it.
Right. But they never had them there before. So they had those free parking spots.
That's correct. So.
Okay. The next on our agenda is the public portion. So this is the portion, anyone out there in the public, if you would like to speak on anything that I just discussed and the commissioners, there will be another public portion at the end of the meeting for anything you'd like to talk about. But this public portion is only for what we are going to vote on in the in our regular meeting after we close the workshop. So do I have a motion to open to the public?
So moved.
I have a second.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Jim?
Is there anybody from the public who wishes to speak on any of the items that are being discussed or are being voted on tonight? Please make yourself known within Zoom by raising your hand or within the chat feature and you will be recognized. Once recognized, you can turn your camera on and speak to the commission. I do not see anyone.
Okay, do I have a motion to close public portion?
Motion to close.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Do I have a motion to close the workshop portion of the meeting and call to order the regular meeting?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
So the first thing is, do I have a motion to approve the minutes of April 22nd, 2021 regular meeting and April 22nd, 2021 executive session?
Motion to approve minutes of April 22nd regular and executive session.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, I'd like to introduce the ordinance. Do I have a motion to introduce ordinance 2021-11?
Motion to introduce ordinance 2021-011.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, next we have the public hearing on ordinance 2021-007. Shouldn't there have been a public hearing on that one too?
No, we had to introduce it. We'll have the hearing next month.
Thank you. Public hearing on ordinance 2021-007. Do I have a motion to open to the public?
Motion to open to public, ordinance 2021-007.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Jim, this is open to the public. It's considered a public hearing if anyone would like to speak on this specific ordinance.
So anybody from the public who wishes to speak on ordinance 2021-007, please make yourself known within Zoom by raising your hand or within the chat feature and you'll be recognized. Once recognized, you can turn your camera on and ask questions to the commission. I do not see anyone.
Do I have a motion to close the public hearing on ordinance 2021-007?
Motion to close.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, do I have a motion to adopt ordinance 2021-007?
Motion to adopt 2021-007.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Lisa, did you need a roll call on item number 18, the introduction of that ordinance?
We could have, but it's okay. It's fine.
Right.
No. Do a roll call.
I'm going to do a roll call. So we're going to jump back to the introduction of ordinance 2021-011. Do I have a motion to introduce that ordinance again?
Motion to introduce ordinance 2021-011.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Okay, now I'm back on track. All right, and we did the voting for the ordinance 07. Okay, next is the public hearing on ordinance 2021-008. Do I have a motion to open the public hearing?
Motion to open public hearing on ordinance 2021-008.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, this is for the public. This is a hearing only on this ordinance if you'd like to speak on it.
So anybody from the public who wishes to speak or question ordinance 2021-008, please make yourself known within Zoom by raising your hand or within the chat feature and you'll be recognized. Once recognized, you may turn your camera on and speak to the commission. I do not see anyone.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion to close the public hearing?
Motion to close.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Next, we have the adoption of 2021-008. Do I have a motion to adopt this ordinance?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2021-008.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we have resolutions 2021-181 through 2021-198, voting on that by consent. Do I have a motion to vote on these ordinances, resolutions by consent?
Motion to adopt resolutions 2021-181 through 198 by consent.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Al, will you please give us state our bills and payrolls for this period?
Yes, the bill list for this period was $5,173,528.90. And the payroll for this period was $600,469.48.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve bills and payroll stated from our CFO?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. At this point, do we have any announcements, commissioners?
I have some, but I'll do it in commissioner comments.
Okay. So we'll jump down to commissioner comments and reports. Commissioner Landgraf?
Thank you, Mayor. So the question of the week was, what is the rig doing off our coast? The funny answer was oil drilling. That didn't go over very well. But it is actually the Army Corps removing the pipe that went when they dredged up the sand up onto our beaches. They had hoped to have it out of here in a day or so. But according to Ed Stinson, it was actually covered by 3 feet of sand, 3 or more feet of sand. So it took them a lot longer. I think they were still working on it this afternoon when I went out there. That's what that rig is off the shoreline. They're pulling up the remnants of the pipe that was used to put sand on the beaches. The Dorset Avenue paving project is just about complete. I think they just have to stripe that. Is that correct, Ed?
Yes, that's correct. 6 o'clock tomorrow morning is the plan, weather permitting.
Okay. Dorset Bridge. Everyone is aware that the county is doing repairs to that bridge again. It's actually major repairs. They're replacing the gearing that lifts and operates the bridge. They hope to be finished by tomorrow. I don't have a whole lot of confidence in that, but that's what the county bridge engineer is telling us, that they hope to be finished by tomorrow. Mayor, I'll let you talk about the events for the weekend.
Yeah, I know our sunset concert that was scheduled for tomorrow evening has been rescheduled for next Wednesday from Soul Sensations, which I've heard them. They're a great group. It'll be from 6 to 9 on Ski Beach. Saturday morning, the commissioners and I started this when we got in office. We officially opened the beach. Some people say the beach is always open. That is correct. But we cut a ribbon on Headquarters Beach. It's a ribbon that goes from the lifeguard boat to the lifeguard tent. And it's our way of saying it's officially open with protected beaches. Now, remember, at the beginning, until we go full season, we only have 4 beaches that are protected. So everybody and anyone's welcome to come out. It's not a big ceremony. We just like to officially welcome everyone, all the visitors, and let the residents know that the summer's here. So that's at 10:30 on Saturday. And I don't think we have any, I haven't heard from the VFW crew if there's any other memorial service at this point.
There is. So not on Monday, 9:30 a.m. at City Hall, at the Cambridge Avenue entrance where the flag is.
Okay.
I don't have a time for the VFW. I think I have 12:30 maybe.
Well, Patty sent me an email with stuff and I could not open it.
Yeah. I'm having trouble with the new email program myself, but I found something. Let's confirm with the VFW and we can put a post out. But they are doing something at the VFW hall. I have it listed as 12:30, but that seems kind of late.
Hey, Lance, Nanette just sent a chat that it's 11 a.m.
11 a.m. Thank you, Nanette.
11 a.m. where? At the VFW?
VFW.
And is that on Sunday or Monday?
Monday.
That's Monday. And
all Memorial Day.
And then the flagpole, is that Sunday?
Memorial Day.
At 9:30.
Correct.
Okay, so it's 9:30 here at City Hall and then 11 at the VFW.
Yes.
Okay, because they used to do one on Sunday and one on Monday in the past. Okay. So 9:30 at City Hall, 11 o'clock at the VFW. Thank you, Nanette. Okay. And then I know last year they didn't do it between COVID and I think they didn't have a lot of people participating. So I'm glad to see that they'll be back. Okay.
Mayor,
yes.
Nanette says, you're welcome.
Oh, gosh. She's a killer. Love her. Anyway, and I think that's it for this weekend. Nothing else.
Farmer's Market. Well, Andy's on here.
The Farmer's Market. Right. Opens up tomorrow. It's the beginning of the season at 8:30 a.m.
That's right. Best day of the year.
Yep. Kicks off
Farmer's Market.
At 8:30, and it's every Friday from 8:30 to 12 o'clock. In the St. James parking lot.
Did anybody get a chance to see the list of people that are going to be on there? It is
going to be great,
gigantic.
That's really excited. Bring more money.
So we had the COVID 20. We're going to pack on the COVID post 20.
I like that, Lance. Yes, that's right. How could I forget that? And with the lifts from our governor, our restaurants, and I think everything is going to be booming. I think we're going to have a great season. We had a good summer last summer with COVID. I think this summer is going to be off the hook. So
we're going to be opening City Hall up June 1st, I saw.
Yes.
Public will be required to wear masks, but you will be able to come in the building, correct, Mayor?
Yes. They have to wear the mask, but they will be able to come into the building. Yes.
Okay.
The workers will not be masked if they're vaccinated.
Right.
I think that's where we are. Right, Lisa?
Yes. Correct.
I know our beach bed sales are booming. I know Sue goes everywhere possible, and I think she'll probably be stationed at the farmer's market tomorrow.
Yep, she has a booth.
Yep, she has a booth, and I know she goes anywhere possible to sell. And last year, I know through our CFO, our revenue was higher than the previous year. So maybe this year it'll go. Andy just wrote, thanks, Vetner, great partnership. You're great, Andy. You and Penny and Maria, you guys are great. Anyway, okay, so we covered this weekend, and I think on our, for the public out there to check out Facebook, because any concerts and any events, everything's posted on our Facebook, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So I think we're good there. Commissioner Kriebel, do you have any announcements, comments, reports?
No, it's been a busy week. Police department made some great arrests over the weekend, or during the last week. It's been very active, especially in the evenings. And then as far as we talked about it briefly earlier, but I think we need to have a discussion about the bike hours on the boardwalk. That's been a hot topic, along with electric bikes and how we're enforcing that. So I think we're going to have some kind of a discussion about whether to more closely mirror Atlantic City. I get the feeling that waiting might be a bad idea because it's going to be, by all indications, going to be a very busy summer. So if we can come to some agreement, maybe by 4th of July, we'll have some new hours posted, something closer to an 8 to 10 on the weekends, and a 6 till sundown, and then and maybe daylight hours during the week. But we have a couple options we want to run by, and we'll have to do some signage on the Atlantic City and Margate sides, I think, to get everybody used to it. If they can get used to driving one lane each direction in Atlantic Avenue, they can get used to riding on bike lanes and different hours on the boardwalk. I think our boardwalk is just a little too narrow to handle the volume that we're starting to get.
Right.
That analogy is not going to work with a lot of people, Tim.
I'd like to see us make that change before July 4th, Commissioner Kriebel.
Yeah.
Well, the battery-powered electric bikes are not permitted now. That's just, right. We just have to...
Dogs aren't allowed on the boardwalk either, but...
Right.
Yeah, okay.
But we are getting them. People are using them. Lots of people are using them. And I think that's going to be part of our enforcement.
Yep. There's a bike path. That's the reason why we put the bike path out there.
Which makes sense for the electric-powered vehicles.
It does. It does.
Okay, so that sounds good. So yeah,
we'll do it. We'll be working on it this week, so we'll have something ready for next week.
Hopefully, we can get it on our next meeting and get this done before 4th of July. That sounds great. Anything else, Commissioner Kriebel?
Nope.
Okay. All right. So next, we have our public portion. This is for the public. If you'd like to speak on anything, so do I have a motion to open to the public?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Jim?
Anybody from the public who wishes to speak on any items, please make yourself known within Zoom by raising your hand or within the chat feature, and you'll be recognized. Once recognized, you can turn your camera on and speak to the commissioners. The first person I have is a Hugh Giordano. You can turn your camera on and give your name and address and speak to the commission.
Yes, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Excellent. My name is Hugh Giordano, and I am a union representative for the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, UFCW Local 152. The UFCW is a national labor union which represents 1.3 million hardworking families across the U.S. and Canada, and we are the official labor union which represents cannabis workers from seed to sale, both medical and adult use. I wanted to come tonight and speak on the ordinance that was introduced at the last meeting, 2021-009, banning the industry and opt out. I know that has been pushed by the New Jersey League of Municipalities, which is upsetting because they had all these resources to actually put together ordinances which help invite industry into towns and cities and boroughs. These are good union jobs that are going to be lost. The State of New Jersey has the best labor laws in cannabis in the country. In fact, Virginia just passed adult use about 3 weeks ago and took our language from New Jersey, our labor language, and it's in Virginia as we speak. So other states are mimicking our labor language. These jobs are well-trained. These folks have degrees in chemistry, horticulture, botany, even pharmacists work in the dispensaries.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Yeah, we don't have any problem with the jobs that it creates. There's no rules for us to write regulations from. We're not going to sign on to something that is a what if from our state government. Just not going to do it. We can opt in when they put the rules out. We can opt in at any time, and we've talked about that. But I'm not going to support allowing something to operate in our community that doesn't have state regulations behind it, that we can't control locally. So we were just not, I was not comfortable. I'll speak for myself.
None of us were. And you, just so you know, if we had a deadline, I think it was like 18, somewhere like that, or validate that date. We had so that date to opt in or opt out. If you opt in, the way the legislation is written, you are in for 5 years and you can't get out. If you opt out, you can enter in at any time. And to piggyback what Commissioner Landgraf said, that's why we opted out. So we can opt in if we so choose at any time And that wouldn't even be considered unless we had a blueprint and regulations from the state of New Jersey. We're not going to opt into something basically blindfolded.
Yes. So I understand the rules and regs very, very well, because I've been in the conversation in the state level for almost a decade at this point. The rules and regs that are written as of now going forward are only to permit for the permit process, for the application process, the RFA process, S21, which is the state law, made it very clear that towns, cities, and boroughs have the power to control it, to zone it the way they want. And the city of Bayonne did it. And that's what I want to bring up. The city of Bayonne passed a great ordinance about 6 weeks ago, which lays out a complete process, a permit process, a renewal process for application, and even a merit-based application process. So when you apply, so looking at environmental standards, community standards, security standards, and labor standards, making sure that not only are the places ran union, but that they're built union using IBEW, steam fitters. So this is a subject that both the UFCW and the NJ Building Trades are looking at very closely on the state level. And one of the things that we suggest is look at the Bayonne ordinance. It's a great model, and other boroughs, cities, and towns are setting it up using that as their draft. And it's something I think that would do well for Ventnor as well. And also, if you want a tour of one of the original six that first opened, I can give you a tour of the Garden State Dispensary up in Woodbridge, which is a seed-to-sale operation. If you want to see it for yourself, it was the first one to go union too about 6 years ago. So again, you know, I understand where you're coming from, but those rules and regs from the state are only for the application process. You have the power to do it, and we would ask on behalf of labor that you reconsider. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you send us that?
The Bayonne.
I'd be interested to see it.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. No problem doing that. I'll send it over tonight when I get home. No problem.
Thank you.
That would be great. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Have a nice night.
You too. Anyone else out there, Jim?
Is there anybody else from the public who wishes to speak on any items? Please make yourself known within Zoom by raising your hand or within the chat feature, and you'll be recognized. Once recognized, you turn your camera on and speak to the commission. I do not see anyone.
Okay. Do I have a motion to close public portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We do not have an executive session tonight. Am I correct?
No executive session.
Thank you very much. So do I have a motion to adjourn?
Well, one thing, Mayor, before I do that, are we going to be live next meeting?
Oh, yeah. I was going to mention that. We will be in the chambers. Yes. Our first meeting in June, we will be live in the chambers. And I think the public can come in.
June 10th.
And they will also have access to Zoom. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to that, because I really don't like this thing.
I'm sorry to say I will not be there that night. I have Evan's graduation that evening, so I will not be there.
So nobody will put my chair all the way down. Okay, that's fine.
I can pay somebody to do that. Tim will take care of it.
Right, exactly.
I'll be your proxy for that.
There you go. So yeah, I look forward to getting back into the chambers. I think it's a different feel than a screen with us. So thanks for reminding me that, Commissioner Landgraf. And now do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved. I think we already did it.
You did? All right. Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Thanks all. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Good weekend, everybody.
Have a great Memorial Day, everyone.
Safe Memorial Day. Lisa, you'll come get my this.
I'll walk down.
Bye.